Attention, you over there, wake up. You're listening to the Truth Teller Show with James Roberts on News Caller Radio.
High Desert News Podcast, talking about local news with James Roberts. He's the Truth Teller, and he's gonna tell you stuff that's freaking awesome. Well, welcome to this podcast where we talk local news with James Roberts. Sports news and politics, you're gonna love it. High Desert News is awesome. Yay!
Welcome and happy new year. This is James Roberts, the Truth Teller for News Caller Radio, and you are listening to episode 3, The Year of Action. The first two segments are going to consist solely on what we can do as individuals to make our community better. We're going to highlight special people within our community, organizations, and tips we can use to broaden our awareness of people who are needy within our local area. So stay tuned and we will be right back.
Hey, how are you? I'm Michael with RadioWaves.us.
I am DeMichael with RadioWaves.us.
No, you ain't. I'm Michael with RadioWaves.us, hon.
No, you're all wrong. I am Michael with RadioWaves.us.
Actually, we're all right. Get in touch with us for any type of voiceover work you need at RadioWaves.us. That's RadioWaves.us.
Welcome back, everyone. You know what? On New Year's Eve, I was with the wife and the kids, and I was reflecting on 2012. And I came up with the term, the year of action. And what that pretty much consisted of, what was I going to do personally to make my local area better? So I decided I was going to personally take my show out on the road and highlight the high desert. I will be contacting local business owners, residents, and movers and shakers in the local area to bring awareness as to the good within the community, because we always hear the bad, but you know what? It's time that we focus on the good. So let me tell you this little story, how a child can drastically impact adults. My son, I think at the time, maybe a couple of years ago, he was in the fourth grade, and he was on Christmas break, and his project was he had to do something nice for someone. So my four-year-old son, on his own, made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, some chips, and he packed the juice in a lunch sack. And he asked his mom and I if we could drive him around the neighborhood so he could pass out his lunch sack to some needy person. And subsequently, he felt extremely gratified. And as a father, I looked at my son and I was very proud for just because he was able to do this act of generosity. And as I was reflecting on New Year's Eve, I was like, you know what? I think I want the whole family as a unit to participate in our local area in giving food to needy families. So I found this organization called Abundant Living, ran by Pastor Mark. It's on I Street in the city of Hesperia, north of Main Street. And they reach approximately 80 families per week, and they have a program called Breakfast in a Bag. And that's where members of Abundant Living go out in the high desert and provide needy families with meals, which is a fantastic way to give back to our community. Pastor Mark also has another program which members of Abundant Living go out and mentor at-risk teens who are incarcerated at Apple Valley Juvenile Detention Center. And this is also another way to give hope to our teens in our local area, that just to let them know that, you know what, they are not alone. They have made errors. They are currently serving their time. But when they get out, there is light at the end of the tunnel. So if this is something that interests you, why don't you give Pastor Mark a line over at AbundantLivingHD.com. That's AbundantLivingHD.com. Time is moving fast. This is going to conclude our first segment, and I will be right back.
Advertising right here with us is pretty simple. Just give us an e-line, podcast@newscaller.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is James Roberts, the Truth Teller for News Caller Radio. And this is the year of action. You know, I wanted to start off this other segment with another fantastic nonprofit that I found called Squash for Friends Farm. And it's ran by Jim Hill, and it's in the city of Hesperia. Its current location is off of Rock Springs Road, which is just east of Main Street. Now, they pretty much just grow squash. It's a squash farm. But what's so fascinating about this farm, it's ran by volunteers, like you and I, and Mr. Hill. Also, they supply High Desert Mill on Wheels, which is another great nonprofit in the High Desert. And if you find time to volunteer, you're able to take a goodie basket home during harvest time, which is also great. So if this is something that interests you, if you like digging in the dirt and playing with vegetables, why don't you give Jim Hill a buzz over at squashforfriends@yahoo.com or visit their website at squashforfriends.com. Now, another note, the first planting starts in the spring, but the land and there's other maintenance items that can be tended to prior to the spring. So please give them a call because volunteers are welcome. Moving on and staying in the city of Hesperia, the Daily Press ran a good piece on Don Trotter. He was recognized for an outstanding year of community service. This man for the last 15 years has been putting in work within the community. He is currently with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department as a citizen on patrol volunteer. He was given the award for his outstanding service in the community, not only in Hesperia, but for the greater High Desert. Mr. Trotter should be an inspiration to pretty much all of us because he is actually doing what we always say we want to do. So, actually, I'm going to be trying to contact him and get him on the show and have him tell us basically what is his secret for 15 years in providing his service to our community, and also what type of gratification he has gotten out of actually serving his community. So a big shout out to Mr. Don Trotter of the city of Hesperia. And since the greater portion of this show has been in the city of Hesperia, we will go ahead and highlight the actual city's volunteer network. There's a variety of different departments you can volunteer in. I'll just give you a few. The animal shelter, code enforcement, economic development, emergency preparedness, risk management, water billing, public works, and human resources. You can actually fill out the application on the city's website at cityofhesperia.us. So why don't you go ahead and check the city's website out for further details. I know it's kind of hard to believe that the city will actually have a organized network, but believe it or not, I've actually spoke with several of the volunteers which have participated in this program, and they said it they have achieved a lot of self-gratification for volunteering within the community. So this is going to conclude our second segment, and we will be right back.
You're listening to The Truth Teller Show with your host, James Roberts, right here on News Caller Radio.
Yeah, I know how to say, hey, you got something you want to promote? Give us an e-line. podcast@newscaller.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is James Roberts, the Truth Teller for News Caller Radio. As you know, our podcast show is only 15 minutes, so this is going to be our last segment. want to give a shout out to Mr. G's, who's in studio. I hadn't gave him a shout out, and also Big Game, who's also our correspondent in the local area. Mr. G's, what are you going to be doing for community service? Your what? Mr. G's said he's going to be eating the sandwiches that my son makes for for people in the community, man. You're something else. All right, let's get back to the headlines and news in the high desert. I want to go ahead and talk about all of the traffic accidents that's been occurring in the high desert. There was a piece that I linked on newscaller.com, which titled, Unlicensed California Drivers Have High Fatality Rates. And that was per the DMV. So basically, individuals who are too lazy to go down and get a license and take the proper classes, or who are driving on a suspended or revoked license, or someone who is just completely unlicensed altogether due to legal status, are basically causing a lot of fatalities when they are on the road. Subsequently, our families are at risk and our insurance rates are constantly going sky high. I want to run through a couple of headlines from newscaller.com in the traffic area just for last week. Driver dies after crossing onto oncoming lane, hitting another vehicle head on, and that's in the city of Hesperia. Pedestrian airlifted after being hit by vehicle, city of Hesperia, and that was actually off of Ranchero Road. Apple Valley man killed in freeway accident. And it's just like unlimited. Well, I wouldn't say unlimited, but you could notice that there's a trend up as to traffic accidents and fatalities in the high desert. So we need to be diligent out there and take it easy. Also on newscaller.com, I got to touch base on this. If you saw last week the piece I did on the hero who, Mr. Claridad, who passed away and succumbed to hypothermia after saving two young boys in Lake Jackson in the town of Wrightwood. Did you guys see the other day the video on YouTube, which captures basically several people who were playing on the thin ice who fell through the water, subsequently were being rescued by other individuals, and they also fell in. I mean, it's just crazy. Well, I linked a piece from the Daily Press on newscaller.com, and basically the town of Wrightwood has been forced to shut the lake down as a result of tourists going up there and putting a lot of people's lives in danger because they're not familiar with the area. I mean, it's just crazy. Apparently, the town of Wrightwood barricaded the parking lot where the lake is located. In addition, they have put up a lot of signs. So it's just crazy. I hope no one else goes out and venture on that lake because it doesn't get as cold as some of the states back east where, you know, you have several layers of ice. Right here, we just have thin layers of ice and people are just dropping in the water. So stay diligent out there, people, and be careful. Moving to Victorville, this is going to be a feel-good story for everybody. Local market sells winning Super Lotto ticket. And it's worth, guess what? $12,500. Boy, everybody else, I'm sure everyone's looking at their lotto tickets to see if they hit, right? I guess five numbers were hit, and that's a good feel-good story. In the city of Hesperia, local meat market is to stay open. Also, a look into local job numbers, and basically the numbers are trending down, but they are still high overall. And to conclude the show, our great Congress has saved the country from the fiscal cliff and raised taxes basically on the 1%, and the 99% has been saved, but they have forgot to tell everyone that actually payroll taxes are going up by 2% for everyone. Thank you very much. So this is going to conclude our show. I just wanted to say thank you for joining us another week. Stay tuned for next week for our third episode. My name is James Roberts. I am the truth teller. Peace.
You've been listening to News Caller Radio with the truth teller, James Roberts. Also found online at newscaller.com. Be sure to tune in next time.